Thank you for calling Louisiana Interactive. My name is Nina. Oh, excuse me. Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. This is Nina. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, Nina, this is Nacho. Hey,
look, you did me the first time. Did the fluky the first time. I did the fluky the second time. We even now. What is that order number?
071545 Frank.
And I need a Nathan Frank. Ugh, two of them. 071545 Frank.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know about them Nathan hot dogs?
No.
No? They're some like the corny dogs or the, you know, but they it's a beef hot dog that's delicious. Absolutely delicious. I hadn't went back to the no other hot dog since I tasted it. This is for Kevin Mercer.
That is correct.
Sure. Okay. And could you verify the delivery address?
All right, thanks. 504 North Green Street, Unit 1307 in Chicago.
And how can I help you with this work order?
Well, on this order, we call the customer to let them know we're on the way. Customer informed us that he don't live there, but the tenants are there. And if any questions or any problems, to give him a call, that way he can call the tenants. But we showed up to a building, and there's a doorman. And we told him we have a delivery for Unit 1307. He called the person, and the person told him, hey, they're on the wrong address.
What?
So they're like, hey, you got to call him because he's expecting you a different address. Like, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to do anything because they have to fix it with the store. So my colleague Alex called the customer again. Well, the customer called Alex and told him, hey, yeah, you guys went to the wrong address. I'm like, yeah, no, we just have this address. They're like, what? That's a billing address. Like, yeah, that's what we have. And you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to fix that with the store. He's like, what's on the system on my paper? And then, again, not a nurse. You know, you have to fix it with the store because we can't just go there. You know, you got to fix it and reschedule until you get it fixed.
That is correct. So basically, you pre-called them and announced arrival. And then when you got to the place, the doorman confirmed by messaging the tenant that it was the wrong address. And
well,
then we...
he called Kevin, which he's the owner, and the owner told the doorman, like, hey, yeah, they're in the wrong address. Because I guess the Kevin guy lives in the building we went to. And I guess he has a different building that he rents out or something, apartment. And that's the one we're supposed to go to. But, yeah, he's like, yeah, no, well, everything's on my thing. It says that it's fine and, like, not in our paperwork, not in our system. It's different. Like, you have to fix it with the store because we can't go out. You have to reschedule until it gets taken care of.
Okay, so basically, tenant landlord issue. Oh, I hate when they do that. Why they won't give us the tenant phone number? Goodness.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he did tell him someone might give him a call just to confirm everything. He was kind of mad, but he was like, call the store.
Landlord billing address issue.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we can't do nothing about that. So basically, for Mr. Mercer, you're returning
the disposal
tomorrow.
Yes.
Let me. I need to call them too. Do you have a breeze code, or do I need to call them?
No, not yet. No, I have nothing.
Okay, hold one moment. I'm going to call the tenant first or the phone number, and then I'll call for the breeze code. Bear with me, Nacho.
Okay.